paragraph Dalit. Now Rav Nosson Zal says that what we've discussed so far regarding the creation of the world and regarding Tfilas Mincha, now he's going to connect it to a new topic, which is the topic of Kiddush HaChodesh, Sheniskasha Boi Moshe, which we know is one of the three things that the Gemara tells us Moshe Rabbeinu had great difficulty understanding: Kiddush HaChodesh, the Shekel, and one other thing, and that Hashem had to show him, Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu exactly how the mitzvah is to be performed. Sheniskasha Boi Moshe, Ki Ze Bechinas Milui Halavona. Kiddush HaChodesh is tied into the concept of filling in what's lacking in the moon, the chisoroin of the levona, which we said is the chisoroin in the malchus. Ki miut hayoreach sebechinas tzimtzum anal. Because the concept of the moon being small in light is tied into what we spoke about earlier, this tzimtzum. Because we mentioned that when Hashem first created the sun and the moon, initially they were both equal. Shnei mo'iroi sagdoilim. It was only after the moon complained that Hashem bechinas lechi umati esatzmech. Hashem told the moon, you have to go and lessen yourself, shrink. Machmas sheyefsher l'shnei melochim l'shtamish bekeser echod. Because the moon complained that it's impossible to have two kings using, sharing one crown. Ki lo yi amokim lebriya klal. Because there, again, there wouldn't be room for the creation. As we mentioned, that if everything were Ein Soif, if everything were equal, there would be no room for creation. So Hashem had to make a lessening in a certain place in order for the Bria to take place. That lessening, as we explained yesterday, was in the Malchus of Hashem, in that aspect of Hashem that relates, that governs the world. And that manifests itself on a physical level in the light of the moon being lessened. And this is also why we know that when the moon reaches its smallest level of light, where we can see only a tiny drop of it, that's when it starts growing again, filling up again. Because as we mentioned yesterday, the essence of the tzimtzum is a split second. It's very quick. V'alkein niskashe Moshe b'soid kiddush hachodesh. This is what the Gemara means when the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty in understanding the concept of kiddush hachodesh. Ki hu b'chinas soid chol al aponoi, b'chinas hatzimtzum. Because the concept of kiddush hachodesh is tied into the concept of the secret of the Chol Ol HaPonui, the vacated space, which is that tzimtzum, kavyochol, where Hashem constricted himself. She'yefshol shum odom la'sigoi. And as we mentioned in the previous year, it's impossible for anyone to understand that concept completely. How on one hand, kavyochol, Hashem removed himself, and on the other hand, we know nothing can exist without the presence of Hashem. Rak bechinas Moshe. And we mentioned in the previous year that the only one who's permitted to delve into this and to try to understand this is V'Tzadik Emes, Moshe Rabbeinu. V'gam hu niskashe boi, and he also had difficulty understanding it. Ad shegilo lo Hashem Yisborach HaChodesh Hazeh, until Hashem revealed to him this concept of HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Hazeh. This is it. Hashem said to him, Kozeh Re'ei V'Kadesh. When you see the moon looks exactly like this, then you know it's the time of Kiddush Levana. Kemo Shapirish Rashi, as Rashi Kodesh explains on the Pasuk HaChodesh HaZelochem in Parshas Bo. V'alkein gilo loy zeh asod shel Kiddush HaChodesh im dimdumei chama. And this is why the Torah tells us that Hashem revealed the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh to Moshe Rabbeinu as the sun was setting. Dehainu bein hashmoshes, kemo Shapirish Rashi shom. In the time of bein hashmoshes, as Rashi Kodesh says there, Shehereyu Levona Bechidusha Im Chashecha, Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu the moon in its rebirth at the time of darkness. Ki Kiddush HaChodesh, Dahainu Miloi HaLevona Mebegimoso, Ze Bechinas Bein HaShmoshos. Because the concept of Kiddush HaChodesh, the concept of the moon shrinking and then rising up again, that concept corresponds to the concept of Bein HaShemoshos that we have every single day, where the sun sets, the light is decreased, and then there's the rebirth of the light of the new day, which starts with nighttime and then evolves into daylight. Because both the moon and the light of the sun on a daily basis, just when it reaches the tachlis hamiyut, it becomes as small as possible, it almost disappears completely, then that's when it's reborn and it starts filling up again. Now Rav Nosson Zal switches to another topic that he's going to connect to this. Paragraph A. V'zeh b'chinas yirido shekoidem hu aliyah. This is the concept which both Rabbeinu Zal and Rav Nosson Zal discuss many times in their Sforim, and it's also mentioned in other Sforim HaKadoshim, that before a Jew can rise up to a new level in Avodas Hashem, the person first experiences a yirida, a going down in order to go up. V'hayirido hi tachles aliyah. And the yirida is very much tied into, and its purpose is aliyah. It's like a person stepping down on a springboard in order to jump high up. Ki kishodom oyla midarga ledarga, ze bechinas bria chadosha. Because Rav Nosson Zal explains, every single time that a Jew rises to a new level, that's a concept of that person being created anew. Just like when we say, when the Gemara says, ger shenes gayer kikoton shenoy ladomi, that a convert, when a non-Jew converts to Judaism, he's considered like a newborn baby, it's a birth. So too, Rav Nosson Zal mentions in a few places in the Likutei Halachos, the concept of Baal Tshuva, or anybody, any Jew, who recognizes that he doesn't want to stay on the level he's on now, he wants to grow, he wants to go get to a new level, every time he gets to a new level, it's a birth, it's a Bria. Ki nischadesh mamish, because the person is mamish, created anew in a sense. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, tischadesh kanesher nu raichu, renew your youth like an eagle, like a bird that renews itself. V'naase bria chadosho mamish, and the person becomes a new person. Just a side note, a little bit similar to this, I once heard regarding the concept of toiveling in a mikveh, that it's brought in Sforim HaKadoshim, that when a person has a kitrug against him, he has a judgment against him, and the judgment is against a particular person, an individual. When that person goes and toivels in the mikveh and comes out of the mikveh, he's not the same person anymore. They're looking for XYZ, and he's XZY now. He's a different person because he went to the mikveh and came out. He's a new person. So too, any time a yid goes to a new level, there's this concept of a bria chadosha. Just as we have the pasuk in Tehillim which says, I am being born today, which is a pasuk that's associated with a boy becoming bar mitzvah. We know Rabbeinu Zal himself, when he turned 13 years old, his uncle, Reb Ephraim of Stilkov, took him aside and he spoke to him and he told him, mentioned to him this pasuk, Ani hayom yiladeticha, that you're being created anew now, you're a brand new person. Or at any time when a Jew makes a decision to purify himself and to accept upon himself the concept of serving Hashem anew, she'oz nemar al hodom ani ayom yiladeticha, at that point this pasuk applies to that person, ani ayom yiladeticha, I'm being born anew today. Kinase bria chadosha mamish, he becomes a brand new person. V'alkein koidim shezoicha lezeh la'os midarga ledarga shinase bria chadosha, and therefore, just as when we spoke about the creation of the world, that in order for there to be a new bria, there had to be a tzimtzum, there had to be a histalkus or, so too, when the person has to go up to from a level to a new level, there has to be this yirida shehi tachlis aliyah, ki hayirida hi bechinas hatzimtzum shetzorach sheyeh koydem abriya kanal. The arida that the person experiences represents this tzimtzum, this constriction, which must precede a bria. And this is also tied into another statement in the Gemara, a famous statement in the Gemara, where the Gemara says, Tzadikim tchilosam yisurim v'soifon shalva. Tzadikim, first they go through a round of suffering and difficulty, and then they get to an era of peace and tranquility. Ki ha'yisurim bo'em mi'atzimtzum shekoydem abriya. The suffering comes from this tzimtzum, this constriction, that precedes a creation. V'zeh b'china. Okay, so that's another example of this. V'zeh b'chinas kol ha'meniyos v'ho'ikuvim sheyesh l'ho'odom koydem shezoich el'asos eze mitzvah o'dovor shebikdusha. And this will also explain the concept of the obstacles and the difficulties that a person has before he zoich to execute a dovor shebikdusha, a trip to Eretz Yisrael, a major move towards kedusha, whatever it is. Ki bechol dovor shebikdusha boirim olamo iskiyadua, because we know it's written in Sforim Hakdoshim that every time a Jew does a dovor shebikdusha, a mitzvah, a limud haTorah, something of kedusha, he's creating worlds. And v'al kein tzorich sheyeh tzimtzum koydim, and we've learned very, very clearly that any time that there is to be a bria, it must be preceded by a tzimtzum. This was yesterday's shir. V'zeh b'chinas hamanias shekoyd min ladovar shebikdusha. With this, we could understand this concept of these obstacles. These obstacles represent a hester ponim of Hashem. During the time that the person is going through those difficulties and those obstacles, he doesn't see Hashem. He sees darkness. In fact, it's amazing. I just thought of this. The term choshech, darkness, is the same Hebrew word as the word menia. Limnoa in Hebrew means lachsoch. It says by Avram Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, v'loi chosachto es bincho es yechidcho mimenu. You did not withhold your son from me. So the term choshech, which means darkness, is the same letters as this word lachsoch, because when a person's in that state of menias, during the time that that person is being held back from doing what he wants to accomplish, he's in the state of choshech, this tzimtzum, this histalkus o'er, which precedes a bria. That's the normal life cycle in Avodas Hashem. Vayerev, vayvoiker, yerida, aliyah. That's the way it goes. New topic, paragraph Vov. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, with this we could understand another famous statement in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ein ben David bo elo behesach hadas. Moshiach will come at a time when people are not focused on him. He'll come suddenly. Suddenly, hesach hadas means when people are not thinking about him. Hesach hadas ze bechinas histalkus ha'or. Hesach Hadas is also an example where the light is absent. When a person is thinking very clearly, thinking deeply, that's when the light is on brightest in his mind. When a person is in a state of Hesach Hadas, wow, I didn't think of that at all. I wasn't thinking about that at all. Wasn't thinking means histalkus ha'or. Ki ikar ha'or hu hadas kemuva b'mokom acher. Because we know that light is synonymous with das. Sechel. It's compared to a candle burning in the person's mind. Ki kishayovoy Moshiach oz yaschil bechinas chidush olam kilu oz nivro olam echadosh. Because we know that when Moshiach comes, there's going to be a new creation, chidush olam it's called. The world is going to be renewed in a very big way, as if it were being created anew. Ki ikar bechinas brias olam ketikunoi yerak oz. Because the main concept of creation being fulfilled in the true sense kaviyochel that Hashem intended it to be will only be then when Moshiach comes. V'al kein tzorech sheyeh mikoydem tzimtzum. And therefore, as we've learned, a creation has to be preceded by a tzimtzum. V'zeh b'chinas hesach hadas. This is this hesach hadas where people are going to forget they're not going to be thinking. Bechinas tzimtzum shu estalkus aranal, v'tekif kishayagiu letachlis hatzimtzum. Bechinas es chadas tekif yovei Moshiach. And when it's least expected, when the people are least conscious, least aware, least focused on the topic of Mashiach coming, that's when he's going to appear. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, ki yire, ki ozlas yod, v'efes otzur v'ozuv. He's going to see that there's just about no hope, that everything is just about, people are just about completely given up. That's when he's going to come. Haynu bechinas tachlis hatzimtzum. V'oz tekef taschil habriya mechodosh. And that's when the Bria is going to begin anew. V'yovoi Moshiach b'mher av yameinu, amen. And this is this concept of Yerida and Ali also, where when a person is going through difficulties sometimes, a person wants to come closer to Hashem, a person wants to do something very, very important, just when the person is almost ready to give up completely in many cases, that's when if he just holds on another second, he gets the whole, he gets the full package of light. He gets that major aliyah. Just as in the Moshul of Morah, the story of the Morah that Rabbein Azal told about a person who went through all kinds of crazy difficulties, and he had to just wait it out a little bit longer, and he would have gotten the whole Suda. He would have gotten the whole party. Any questions? Okay. Question, why must there be a Tzimtzum before a Bria? Are you reading before Aliyah? The way the Arizal explains it, originally, there was one item, Hashem, Hashem's infinite light, Oyer Ein Sof. In order for there to be place, a place in within which Hashem can create, Kaviochel, Hashem had to make room. He had to vacate. He had, as if you would picture a glob, one big glob of one thing, and you want to create something, you have to make a hole, make room. Kaviochel Hashem had to remove his light to the sides. This is the terminology that's used in the writings of the Arizal, in order to make room for the Bria, to a place for the Bria. And even though we know, but hold on a second, if Hashem ever removes himself from something, that's death. That's here. There's a paradox that on one hand Kaviochel Hashem removed himself, on the other hand, in some way, in some sense, Kaviochel Hashem is there. This is the previous shiur went into that a little bit more in detail. But yet, and that's why we can't understand this. This is something that only when Mashiach comes we'll be able to understand and make complete sense out of this, how Hashem is not there and He is there. And this is something that applies. Rav Nosson Zal is giving us examples throughout the full spectrum of Yiddishkeit where this concept appears. The Arizal presents it in a Kabbalistic term. What do you do with that? Rav Nosson Zal Likutei Halachos takes that and shows you via Likutei Moran how to use that to understand 100 different things in the Gemara, in the calendar, everything. Shoo. This is one of the highlights. This is one of the highlights of Breslover Chassidus, which all the leaders in Breslov emphasize the term Hischachus. That a person, Rabbein Azal said about himself, that he was always starting over. He was always making a new beginning. In the middle of the day, he'd feel tired. Or the question was, is there such a metzias as an aliyah following an aliyah without the yerida? The answer is no. Sometimes it happens in ways that we don't even know. We don't feel it. For example, the Zohar HaKadosh says that in order for anything to happen in this world, in the physical world, it has to go through three phases: machshava, dibur, and then maisa. Anything that happens within the world goes through those three stages. Now, a person's going to say, hold on a second, that's not true. Because a minute ago, I had a thought that I want a cup of coffee. I didn't say a word to anybody. I didn't even say it to myself. I just got up and went and got the coffee. So here I've proved that that's not... Not the Zohar HaKadosh says, sometimes it's something that you can't even physically feel, but you know that it's taking place, that in some manner or form, in order for any event to take place in this world, it goes through those three stages, Machshava, Dibur, Maaseh. Here also, recalling the concept of Aliyah and Yerida, that's a fact. They're Siamese twins. They're inseparable. Hashem established that Yisoid when He created the world. Vayi Erev, Vayi Voker. That's the way it goes. There's no option B in this. Sometimes you'll see it and feel it. Sometimes the Yerida is months or years. And sometimes it's a nanosecond or less. Sometimes you won't even feel it, but there is some aspect of it. Continuing inside, paragraph Zion. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, with this we could understand a major event in history where Yehoshua and Moshe Rabbeinu, when they were doing battle against their enemies, they stopped the sun, the Torah says. This is the concept where the Torah tells us that when Yeshua was doing battle with these seven nations at the time that inhabited Eretz Yisrael, he actually caused the sun to stop setting in order to be able to finish the day's work. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki kol achizosom vizgabrusom mibchinas cholol aponui, mibchinas hatzimtzum anam. As we explained in the previous year, the whole achiza and hisgabrus of the sitra achra comes from tzimtzum. When the light is on full, the sitra achra can't do its thing. Just like lahavdil in a house. You put out the lights, that's when the bugs come out, the bugs and all that, they do their thing. You turn on the light, they all scurry for cover. That kind of thing, chas v'shem. Here also with the sitra achra in general, when the light is full, they can't do their thing. It's when there's a tzimtzum, when the light is lessened in any way, or absence of light, that's where the sitra achra is able to be mizgaber and have an achiza. Mibchinas cholol aponui. One example of that is the cholol aponui. Mibchinas hatzimtzum anal. Vatzimtzum hi bchinas shkia sachamo. Bchinas istalkus orkanal. And one example of tzimtzum is the sun setting. The light is getting lessened. The Alkein hemid Yeshua Achama, and it's for this reason that Yeshua was able to command the sun to stop setting. Vegilo l'chol ho'ilam koyach Yisrael, and thereby he revealed to the entire world the power that Klal Yisrael possesses. Shaidei emunasam hashlema hem yecholim legaloi so'er mitoy chatzimtzum. That when Klal Yisrael has emuna b'shlemus in Hashem and in the tzaddikim, then they're able to reveal the light even within the tzimtzum. Vaydeze hichniu kol hamalochim shalakum shachizasam hoya miakfiro shel b'chinas hatzimtzum shel chol aponui. And thereby Yeshua was able to succeed in destroying the goyim at that time, the enemies, whose whole achiza came from the kfira aspect of the tzimtzum, that lessening of the light representing a lessening of understanding of Hashem, and chas v'shalom, a lessening of faith in Hashem, chas v'shalom. Ki him tikes hatzimtzum, because Yeshua was able to be mesakein the tzimtzum, he was able to sweeten the tzimtzum, the din. Vehem ides hachamo, he was able to stop the sun from going, from setting, from becoming smaller. Sheloi tishka, it should not set. It should not proceed going down like it does on a regular day. And by doing this, Yeshua broadcasted to the entire world that Hashem is Elohim. Yud Kei Vav Kei is Elohim. Gam betoy chatzimtzum shel chol aponui gam sham Hashem Yisbarach nimtzakam. Meaning that we mentioned yesterday, in the previous year, that Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei represents in this context the concept of the Oyer Ein Sof, the infinite light of Hashem. The creation, the Bria, and or the world and everything related to it, is represented by Elohim. That's the Malchus of Hashem. That's the Shechina of Hashem. The Tzadikim, the Klal Yisrael, has to realize and believe that these two are one and the same. Even though we don't see Hashem Kaviyochel in an obvious way in the Bria, he's there behind the scenes. He's controlling everything. V'chein Moshe hamid asachamo b'melchemes Amolek. And so too Moshe Rabbeinu also stopped the sun from setting when he was doing battle against Amolek. K'moshe Koso, as the Pasuk says there, Vayehi yodov emuna. Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were outstretched in emuna and a display of faith in Hashem. ad boy hashemesh, until the sun set. The Gemara says there, the connection was that Moshe Rabbeinu held back the sun from setting. Because Amalek was a great denier of Hashem. The word Amalek is Bigimatria Sofek, the Zohar HaKadosh says, which is the opposite of Emunah. Emunah means definite faith, and Sofek is doubting, Chas V'Shalom. V'alkein hichnioi al yidei shegila toikef o Emunah ad shehem edachamo v'nizgala shegam betoich atzim tzumim sham shem isborach. And therefore, once again, Moshe Rabbeinu defeated Amalek by revealing the greatness of the Emunah, that the Emunah is so strong that it's able to hold on to stop the light from going down. And he was able to reveal that within the tzimtzum, within the sunset, is Hashem, is the presence of Hashem. That it's not Teva, it's Hashem controlling it, Kaviyochel. In other words, we know the Arizal says that the word HaTeva is Bigimatri Elikim. Because HaTeva, when Teva is in effect, it's a concept of autopilot. We don't see Hashem in an obvious way. It's when Hashem chooses to override Teva, or when a tzaddik chooses to override Teva, that's when people are reminded, whoa, whoa, no more autopilot. The pilot has stepped into the cockpit. Now he's at the controls. It's not in auto mode anymore. So here again, Kaviyachal, anytime a miracle takes place, a shinoi Teva, Moshe Rabbeinu stopped the sun, everybody saw that Hashem hu helikim, what we thought was Teva, we thought was something else, it's not the something else. Nimtza Hashem is exactly. Shigam betoich hatzimtzum nimtza Hashem izborach. Bebechinas vayhi yod v'emuna ad boy Hashemesh. He was able to be mamshich v'emuna into the bias Hashemesh, into the sunset, to show that the sunset also, even though the sun is setting, the light is going down, but the emuna is very strong. Ad boy Hashemesh daiko. Shegila toikef v'emuna gam beis bias Hashemesh. He was able to broadcast the Emunah even at the time when the sun was going down, which is Mincha time. Shezoz Iker Bechinas HaTzimtzum. That's a time of major constriction. Shemisham Nimsheches Ikoro HaPikursus Shel Bechinas HaMolei Kanal. We mentioned that whenever there's Tzimtzum, that's where the Sitrachra is Yoinek. That's where the Apikursus of Amalek draws its strength. U'Moshe Rabbeinu Gilo Es Toikef V'Emunah Gam Shom. Moshe Rabbeinu showed his great emunah. He displayed his great emunah and the emunah of Klal Yisrael while the sun was setting. He didn't give up. He didn't quit. He didn't stop. Therefore, he kept the sun shining even at the time when it was supposed to be setting. Ki gilo gam shom b'chinas atzimtzum b'chinas sachama gam shom oyer Hashem yizborach. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to show that in the Tzimtzum, in the Shkias Hachama, Hashem is there. It's not Teva. It's not Elohim. It's not Hastorah. I'll show you that Hashem is alive and well and kicking. And this is what brought down Amalek. Amalek is the symbol of the Kfira and Apikursis of the Cholol Aponui. Paragraph Ches. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to tie all of this back to the concept of Tfilas HaMincha. V'zeh Shomra Zal, and this is why the Gemara tells us, Lo'olam Yehei Odom Zohir B'Tfilas HaMincha, that a person should be extra careful about the Tfilah of Mincha, more so than other Tfilahs. Shekein Eliyahu Lo'inene Ela B'Tfilas HaMincha. The Gemara says, because we find that Eliyahu Hanavi was successful in his tefillah, bedafka at the tefillah samincha. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains this. Ve'ikar ma shenen Eliyahu's hoyo his galus u'emuna. What was Eliyahu Hanavi's major victory at the time? He revealed the truth. He revealed that the truth was to believe in Hashem, Hashem Echod. Shehoy Yisrael toyimoz mo'oid achrei ha'hevel shel avodizoro kfirus. We know that that was a time when Klal Yisrael was going through major difficulty in Emunah, and they were being poseach ashti asifim. They believed in Hashem sometimes, and sometimes they believed in the Avodah Zorah, the Baal at that time. וכל זה נמשך להם על ידי אפיקורסיס שנמשך מבחינת סחול הפונים. Where was that coming from? That was coming from Apikorsis, which comes from Cholol Aponoi, which comes from absence of light. Veliyohu rotzo levatel zois. Elianovi wanted to destroy that, to eliminate that. Ulegaloi so emuna. He wanted to reveal and broadcast the truth of the emuna. Alkein loinene ela betfila samincha. That's why. When was Elianovi successful? At mincha time. Because we have a very important rule that when a person wants to sweeten the din, when a person wants to eliminate din, you have to go to the root of the din, to the origin of the din, in order to eliminate it. V'alkein oz daika b'shas ha-mincha shibichinas ha-tzimtzum shel chol ha-ponui. And this is why at mincha time, which is the time of Tzimtzum, the light is going down, which corresponds to Cholol Aponui, Oz Daika Tzrichin Lehizgaber Ulehisameitz B'Tfila. That's a time when a Jew has to be extra, extra good in his Tfila. Legaloi Su Emuna, to broadcast the Emuna, to show his Emuna. Ki Ikar Hu Emuna Tzrichim Shom Bebchinas Cholol Aponui. Here again, when the light is full, a person doesn't have to show his emuna that much because his das is betachlis hashlemus, even though then also you need emuna, but when the das is shining brightly, then everything's okay. But it's when there's no das, or when there's a chisoro in a das, that's when a person is vulnerable, where unless he's able to call on his emuna to take over, and the emuna to be very, very strong, chas v'shalom, the person can fall, the person can be harmed in a very big way. So it's bedafka at mincha time, when there is this histalkus or the shkia sachama, that's when a person has to be extra strong in emuna, which is tefila. Emuna islams with tefila. Ukishezoichin shom leemuna, and when a person is zoicha to be strong at mincha time, at cholol aponoi time, at shkia sachama time, in his emuna, nizbatlin kol minei kfirois v'kushis kanal, he's able to bring about a very major defeat to the Sitrachra, to the Kfirois and Apikorsis and Kushis. V'alkein Eliyahu hisgaber daike b'shas ha-mincha levatel oz daike kol mine kfirois v'chakirois ulegalai samuna oz daike. This is why Elianovi waged his battle and was most successful in his battle bedafka at mincha time, at the time to destroy all of this kfir and Apikorsis. Ki kishnizgale emuna bebchinas cholol aponoi leida lahamin shegam shoma Hashem yizborach nimtza kanal. Because when a tzaddik is able to reveal the emuna, to show that Hashem is found in the cholol aponoi, in the shkia sachama, in the even when the light is low, azayin is batlen kol minei kfirois kanal, then he is able to destroy all of these kfirois and apikursis whose yenika is from the lessening of light. That's when they're prevalent. That's when they come out. That's their most opportune time. V'alkein oz b'shas ha-mincha daiko nene Eliyahu. And this is why Kavyochel Hashem answered Eliyahu's tefila, Eliyahu's tefila, b'davka et mincha time, legalois elokusai boilam, whereby Hashem broadcasted his elokus in the unbelievable miracle that took place at that time. A fire came down from heaven and burnt the carbon and the water and the wood, everything got burned completely. Ulavatel kol mine avodazoro kfirois shemshoch michol aponui, and eliminated all the avodazoro kfirois which comes from chol aponui. Ki gilo ho emuna boilam, because Elianovi succeeded in broadcasting the emuna in the world. Shegam shom bechol aponui nimsa shem yizborach, to show the people that even in Cholol Aponoi, even in Yerida, even in darkness, Hashem is found. Ki les asar ponoi minei, because there is no place in the world that's void of Hashem. It's interesting, the word asar, the word atar, which means place in Aramaic, the Arizal brings, is the gematria of the word shechina, b'miluoi. If you take the word shechina, shin yud nun, Chav Chav Pei, Nun Nun Vav Nun, and hey, you fill it out with its milui, it's exactly Bigamatria 601, which is this word Atar, place. We know that Mokoim is also one of the names of Hashem. The word Mokoim, which means place, is Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei square. Yud times Yud, 10 times 10 is 100. Hey times Hey is 25. Vav times Vav is 36. And Hey times Hey is 25. Gives you exactly 186, which is Mokoim. Hashem is Mokoim. Hashem is Atar. So there's no such thing as Hashem being absent from a place. Va'oz, va'yar kol ha'om, va'yiplu al p'neyem, va'yomru Hashem u'alekim, Hashem u'alekim. Watch how Rav Nilson Zal translates every word in this pasuk in an unbelievable way. The Torah says they saw, the people saw, and they fell on their faces, and they said Hashem u'alekim twice. Rav Nilson Zal explains, Elokim zebechinas tzimtzum v'din. We know that Hashem's name Elokim represents tzimtzum, din, constriction. That's the name of judgment. That when the Torah speaks about judges, ad ho Elokim yovoy dvar shneim. Ki gila ho emuna boilam, because Elyonavi revealed the emuna in the world. Ki Hashem hu Elokim. Ki hatzimtzum hu achtus poshut imo yizborach. That the tzimtzum is one with Hashem. The absence of light is one with the presence of light. It's not two. Oyer and Choshech are not two different things. They're actually one. Hashem is found within the Choshech, within the Meniyah. Hashem is there, like Rabbi Nizal says. The Tikkun Ezra says, we know that Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei has a numerical value of 26. Chaf Vav. The Tikkun Ezra says, watch this, when we pronounce Chaf Vav, the Chaf has a Pei added to it, the Vav has a Vav added to it. Pei Vav, Chaf Vav is Yud Kei Vav Kei, Pei Vav is Elokim. So that in Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is 26, in Chaf Vav you have Pei Vav. The Miloy of Chaf Vav is Pei Vav. Kehahu Kamtza Delevusha Minei Ubei, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, that this could be compared to a certain type of grasshopper whose casing, whose covering, is from it itself. Knows the cover, the keli, and what's contained in it are one and the same. L'havdil, you have once upon a time they used to serve ice cream in a glass or in a dish. Today they serve ice cream in a cup of chocolate, in a cup made of ice cream. Kavyochel here also, the keli and the light are one and the same. The tzimtzum and the oyer are one. Ki kulo echad, it's all one. V'zeh b'chinas Hashem hu hu elokim ki kulo echad rak she'i'ef she'lohovin zois ad losin. It's just that we can't completely understand this until the future. V'zeh b'chinas vayar kol ha'om vayiplu al p'neim. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, this is why the pasuk says they saw and they fell on their faces, they covered their faces. She'ro she'shom b'chinas chol al aponui tzrichim l'b'chinas nefilas apat. They realized that when there is this chol al aponui, what do you have to do? You have to cover your face. Shehu b'chinas histalkus hadas, which represents putting your seichel away. Not try to understand, not try to rationalize, but rather to believe, to have faith, which is covering the face. Ki ponim ze b'chinas moichen ki yadua. Because we know the face represents moichen, seichel. Chochma sodom to'ir ponov. The oyer aponim is a concept of chachma sechel. Covering your face means histalkus oyer, histalkus amoichem. Haynu sheshom bebchinas chol al aponu yitzrichim lesalik es hadas. Shu bechinas ponim. The Yidden realized that at mincha time, at that time of mincha, at that time of shkia sachama, at that time of this hisgabrus of avodah zarah, where this chol aponu was so strong, what do? You cover your face. You put aside your das, rak lismoich al emuna levad. You have to switch to channel B. You have to rely on your emuna at that time, as it says, ve emunoscho baleilois lahagid baboyker chazdecho ve emunoscho baleilois ki beemes gam shom becholo aponui gam shom nimtzu yisborach. Because the truth is, the real truth is that Hashem is found even in the cholo aponui, ki Hashem hu hu elokim. This is why the Yidden repeated it. Why did they say twice Hashem u'alekim, Hashem u'alekim? Levatel u'leshaber kol minei kfirois hanal b'maymanal. In order to destroy both flavors of kfira that we spoke about in the previous shir, chocolate and vanilla, the kashis that come from the cholol aponui, and the kashis and kfiras that come from the shvira sakelin. The type of kfira that comes from moisrois, which we said was shvira sakelin, ukfirois haboy mi cholol aponui. And that's why the Yidden screamed out Hashem Olakim, Hashem Olakim, to show that we believe in Hashem and we're free from all kinds of questions. We're able to cast aside the questions about Hashem that come from Shvira Sakele, and we're even able to do away with the questions that come from Chola Aponai. Paragraph Tes. V'alkein hizhiru razal mo'oid al tefila samincha. And it's for this reason that the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch give an extra warning that a Jew has to be extra strong when it comes to mincha. V'osru shaloi lahatzchil shum dover koide mincha yoysem v'bishar tefilos. And the Gemara tells us that a Jew has to be careful not to start any activity when it's close to mincha time, more so than shachris and ma'ariv. Kemuva b'shulchan aruch. Ki oz b'shaita de mincha tzrichin his gabris godoil legalois oz ho'emuna al yidei atfila shibichnes amunah kanal. Because it's at mincha time, which is histalkus or chol aponui, that's when you have to really, really broadcast the emuna, which is the tefila. Machmas she'oz u'bechinas ha'tzimtzum shel ha'chol aponui, shemisham ikra kfiras v'apikursus, shem hepech ha'tfila, shibchinas emuna. Because that's when these forces which oppose emuna are most prevalent. Alkein tzrichen oz b'mincha hizgabrus godoy le'tfila. Therefore a person has to be very strong when it comes to davening mincha, to tear himself away from whether it's his work or even his learning, whatever is going on at the time that could distract him from making sure to daven mincha and make sure to daven a real mincha. V'atfila zoyis shel mincha yekora mo'id kanal. And this tfila of mincha is very precious. Ki zehi ho'ikr, because this is the most important avoid of a yid, legaloi su'emuna betoich b'chinas ha'tzimtzum, to be able to broadcast and amplify the emuna within the tzimtzum, within the chol aponui, legalos ki gam shom nimtza lekusoi, to be able to show that Hashem is there also. Rak shi'ef shelohoven zois b'seichel kanal. It's just that it's impossible for us to completely understand this. Rak be'emuna levad, only through emuna, ki Hashem hu halekim kanal. Paragraph Yud. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh b'chinas mincha shel Shabbos." With this, we could understand something else: the mincha of Shabbos, which is the opposite, the exact opposite of the mincha during the weekdays. She'oz raiva deraiva nishtakach. The Zohar Kodesh tells us that whereas during the weekdays mincha is a time of din, judgment, absence of light, Shabbos at mincha is the time of the greatest possible light of the entire week. It's called Raiva Deraiva, Rotzon Sheberetzonos, the highest level of closeness to Hashem and being able to see Hashem most clearly is Shabbos at Mincha time. Kama Shekosu B'Zohar HaKodesh, as the Zohar HaKodesh says, Toh Chazi, come and see. B'yoyim Edechoyel, during the weekdays, B'Shaita De Mincha at Mincha time, is a time of Midas Adin. Whereas on Shabbos, Mincha, that's when Hashem reveals his highest possible level of chesed. That's why Rav Moshe Zalman says in a different place, the great tzaddikim, their most important shir of the week, their most important time to be with their talmidim, was Suda Shlishit, Shalashudas, Mincha, Tai Shabbos Mincha. Ki Shabbos Ubechinas Oilam Haba, Shu Yoim Shekulei Shabbos. Because we know that Shabbos corresponds to Oilam Haba. Oilam Haba is called Yom Shekulei Shabbos. V'oz b'Oilam Haba Shubchinas Shabbos Yizgale Zeh Aseichel Shubchinas Chol Aponui Shubchinas Mincha Shel Shei Shemei Maisekana. We know that in Oilam Haba, which is synonymous with Shabbos, then everybody will understand the Seichel of the Chol Aponui. That's when that Das will be revealed. The Pasuk says Ki Molo Horetz Deyas Hashem at that time. V'oz kishen izgal ezeh ha'seichel shel ha'tzimtzum shel b'chinas chol aponui, oz nizbatlin kol hadinin sheboilam. When that light is going to be turned on, all the bugs, everything is going to be destroyed completely. They're going to disappear completely. Shekulam boim b'chinas zeh tzimtzum. All of these dinim which come from tzimtzum. That's where they come from. V'al kein b'shabbos b'mincha oz daikonim tokim kol hadinim. And this is why Shabbos at Mincha, which is the holiest time of Shabbos, because we know the Gemara says malin b'kodesh. Whenever it comes to Kiddusha, you always start from the bottom and work your way up. So Friday night we're getting started. Shabbos morning is higher. Shabbos at Mincha is highest. V'raiva d'raiva nishtakach. That's when the highest level of rotzin from Hashem is prevalent. Ki oz b'Shabbos u'b'chinas hisnoitetzus oylam haba. Because on Shabbos is when Yidden are feeling a taste of Olam Haba. She'oz yizgala ha-seichel she'achol ha-ponoi she'b'chinas mincha. That's when the seichel, the understanding of the chol ha-ponoi, will be revealed completely, which is the concept of mincha. Ve'oz nimtokim kol hadinim b'sharoshim kanal. And that's when this midas hadin is sweetened at its source. Ve'nizgala raiva d'raivin. Because we know, as a rule, that the more a person develops their emuna and is zeichet to eliminate the kfiras and apikursis, the more that person is zeichet to connect with rotzon. Rabbeinu Zal shows that through emuna, a person is zeicha to rotzayin, which is above chachma. Rotzayin is synonymous with keser, the crown of Hashem. There's one place where Rabbeinu Zal addresses this. Is a chapter in the Likutei Moharan where he says that we know that the lowest place that a Jew could possibly fall to is shmad. Shmat means when a person tries to reject Hashem completely, reject faith in Hashem completely. The highest place that a Jew can possibly reach is where Hashem is completely pleased and satisfied with that person. That's called Ratzon. Rabbeinu Zal says that the bridge between Shmat and Ratzon is the Tzaddik. The Tzaddik is the one who has the ability to take Jews who are as far away from Emunah as they could possibly be and bring them to Rosh Emunah, to the highest level of Emunah, to Rotzayim. Because Shmad, Shin Mem Dalet, is 344. Rotzayim, Reish Tzadik Vav Nun, is 346. In the middle you have Moshe, Mem Shin Hei, which is 345. Moshe Rabbeinu is the bridge. Moshe Rabbeinu is the essence of Emunah. A tzaddik, the pasuk says, v'tzaddik be'emunoso yichya. The true tzaddik is the one who has the highest degree of shleimus emuna. He's the one who takes the yid from shmad to rotzayim. He can take a yid from the worst yerida, from the lowest, the furthest distance away from Hashem, and bring him to the highest, greatest closeness to Hashem. V'alkein b'shabbos b'mincha shezoichin levatel ha'apikursis agdoila. Shebechol apikursis, and therefore Shabbos mincha, when a Jew is zeichet to do away completely with all the apikursis and kfirois which comes from chol aponui, because we know what is Shabbos. Shabbos is emuna. The Gemara says that the greatest display of faith in Hashem is a person who is shomer Shabbos. By that they show they believe that Hashem created the world in 6 days and He rested on the seventh day. Again, they show that the chol aponui is Hashem. Hashem hu Elokim, right? Through Shabbos. And the highest degree of, the highest level of Shabbos is towards the end of Shabbos, Shabbos Mincha. Al kein oz zeichen lebechinas raiva deraiven. That's when a Jew is zeichet to this peak, to this highest level possible called raiva deraiven, rotzen sheberetzainois. Ki zoi tzemun anal shobechinas chol aponui, shemaminim shegam shom nimtza lekus yisborach. Because when a Jew is zeichet to that level of emuna, to believe that Hashem is found in the Chol Ol Haponui, in the Mincha, in the Tzimtzum, he bechinas Rosh Emuna. That's the peak of Emuna. That's the highest level of Emuna. Dehainu Emuna Hoelyona. V'alkein zeichen al yidei zeh l'rotzayin hoelyon. And that's why a person is zeichet through that to rotzayin hoelyon, bechinas rotzayin sheberetzayinus. Note, Rav Nosson Zal said here a few lines earlier that through emuna a person is zeche to rotzin, which is lamala mechochma. Rav Nosson Zal, in other places in Kutei Halachos where he discusses these topics, shows us how we know that when a person climbs the ladder of kedusha, when a person's climbing the spheros, he starts off in olam ha'asiyah, in one world. He starts off from malchus. What is malchus? Emuna, we said. Malchus is the levana, which is the concept of emuna. And he starts climbing yesoid, hoid, netzach, teferes, gvura, chesed, and he goes to bina, and then he goes to chachma. He goes to sechel, he goes to... And when he finishes, when he gets to the top of the sechel of that world, what's the next step? The next step is keser, the crown. A crown is worn on top of the head. The keser of the Olam HaAsiyah is the malchus of the Olam HaYetzira. It's the emuna of the next world, in a sense. When a person reaches the highest level of understanding that they can within a certain realm, what do they have to do? They have to shift gears and go into emuna. They have to turn on a brand new emuna, a histalkus o'er, a removal of light, to show I don't know anything at all, to prepare themselves to receive that new light, the light of the next world. That's this concept of this roish emuna, which is the keser, which is the crown, which is what prepares the person for the whole new cycle of light, of closeness to Hashem. Just one slight appendix here. V'zeh b'chinas kiddush ha'chodesh, shayach le'el. Rav Nosson says this is tied to what he spoke about earlier about kiddush ha'chodesh. Nimtza shekiddush ha'chodesh, that when the Jews are mechadesh de levana, as we say, you know, kiddush ha'chodesh, dehainu miloy ha'levana mipigimosa be'ez shi betachles hamiyut, which means when we recognize that the moon is starting to it has a rebirth at the time when it has reached the bottom, when it's bottom, zeh b'chinas tfilas ha'mincha. That's the concept of mincha, shemegalin hu emuna, shebechinas tefila, be'ez ha'mincha daika, be'bechinas chol aponim kanal. Because the tefila of mincha is, tefila is emuna. We're showing our emuna at the time of mincha, at the time of chol aponim. Kiddush ha'chodesh is, when the moon is at its smallest, it's mamish, tiny, what do? We're screaming Hashem hu elokim. We're saying all of those tefilas of Birkas HaLevon and everything, to show that we're declaring our faith in Hashem at the time that the light is at its smallest level. The question was just asked, in what way is Malchus Emuna? Malchus, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Malchus is the leslo migarmo klum. Malchus is an attribute which has nothing of its own. Ein melech beloyam. Malchus is something where people choose to accept your authority on them. It's dependent on them, not on you. It's not something you have. You're accepted as Melech. We said, to clarify how Malchus and Emuna and Tfila are all one. Malchus represents something that has nothing of its own, no light of its own. That's the term in the Zohar Kodesh. Other than what it receives, it's on the receiving end. So to Emuna is Histalkus o'er. Emuna is in that which I don't see, in that which I do not understand. Something that I understand or I see, I can't apply faith to. I don't believe. If I believe something, the implication is I don't see it, I don't fully understand it, but I believe it. So that's Malchus and Emuna, and that's Tefillah. Because Tefillah is also something that's not with Chochmah, with Sechel. When a person is davening to Hashem, they daven to Hashem with simplicity, with humbleness, putting aside all of their seichel, all of their moichin, standing before Hashem like an oni b'pesach. We say, v'oizer dalim, v'oinalam Yisrael be'shav ha'melov. Right before we start the Shemon Esrei, we mention that we are dalim, kedalim, v'roshim, you know, we stand before you. These three are all the same. And tefillah is emuna. We mentioned the pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu when he did battle against Amalek, v'yihi yodov emuna. The Targum says, Prison Bitzloi. His hands were outstretched in tefillah. So tefillah, emuna, and malchus are the same. That's why David HaMelech says, Va'ani tefillah in Tehillim. Malchus and tefillah are synonymous. Question one, when a person reaches the keser of one world, he's into the malchus of the next world. Because again, that's this Rosh Amona. That after you get to all understanding, you understand. If you understand everything, then there's nothing new for you to learn. In order for you to be ready to learn new, you have to wipe the registers clean. You have to erase everything, or make believe you're erasing everything. You have to say, I believe. I don't understand anything. You don't understand? Oh, now you're ready to receive a whole new cupful of sechel, of understanding. The question was asked about the sechel of the Chol Al Haponoi. We said before that even though we've been told that Hashem vacated the Chol Al Haponoi, at the same time, we know that Hashem can't vacate anything completely, otherwise it wouldn't exist. So Kavyochel Hashem is there. The light of Hashem is in the Chol Haponoi. That's this sechel of the Chol Haponoi. You follow? The light of Hashem... No. I'm talking about the seichel, the light. Seichel is synonymous with light here. The light of the Chol Al Haponoi.
Okay. No. In other words, then on Shabbos, we have a different understanding of it than we have during the week.
Of course, because Shabbos is Olam Haba. In Olam Haba, we're going to understand what we don't understand today. We're going to understand... Exactly. Very, very simple. On Shabbos, a person has a neshama yisera, right? Neshama yisera. Rabbi Nizal says in one place in the Kutiman, there's a pasuk v'nishmas shakai tevinim. Neshama means additional seichel. On Shabbos, a person does not have the same level of seichel as he has during the 6 days of the week. So that's why there's such a mitzvah to learn a lot on Shabbos. Because on Shabbos you're not the same person as you are on Sunday through Friday. Your moichin are a billion times higher. And therefore, whereas during the 6 days of the week you can't have any understanding at all in Chol Haponoi, on Shabbos you can.